A series of cool air masses moving across the upper Midwest and the northern plains as well as Canada will see to it that we have a lot of mixed weather for the next 5 to 7 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The first frontal system comes across the area this evening and overnight tonight. It will produce a little bit of rain and wet snow. It'll be that warm out there. We expect the wind to turn around to the northwest and blow across the region all day tomorrow. And as it blows, it will bring colder air into the region. Another area of light snow and rain will be possible in the heart of the Dakotas during the afternoon tomorrow and tomorrow evening, but in both cases, the snow that's going to occur is not likely to be very meaningful. A trace to a tenth of an inch of moisture will occur, and most of the snowfall is unlikely to accumulate in a significant manner. A cool surface high pressure center will be with us on Wednesday morning, clear out the skies, give us kind of a nip in the air, but the high pressure system will be quick to leave, and as it leaves the region, a warm front quickly pushes across the area Wednesday night, and we'll likely see that also generate some cloud cover and maybe a few spits and spats of moisture in the far northeast corner of the region. Everybody else will stay dry. However, colder air will come flying into the region on Thursday, and it will come in on strong northwesterly winds gusting in the range of 30 to 40 miles per hour. We'll expect to see occasional snow and blowing snow occurring Thursday into Friday, and because this event will last for a little bit longer than the first event, we do expect to see some snow accumulation, mostly a dusting to an inch or two at the most. And because the wind's going to blow, we are expecting to see a lot of that snow just get blown off the roadways and cause some drifting in some locations. So be aware of that. Reduced visibilities and the wind will probably be the bigger challenges. Now, as we get into the end of the week and on into the weekend, we will have another very cold high pressure center settling into the region Saturday into Sunday. Now, this event will likely bring those temperatures down below zero across a big part of the region, and that will occur on Sunday morning. This high pressure system will be with us for a day or two, but we will see a short-term warm-up take place at the end of the weekend with a little reinforcing shot of cool air coming around early next week, but it is going to come in as a dry event. So for the most part, we're going to see our temperatures bounce around. We get a little bit of precipitation, but not a lot. The high temperatures today are expected to be up into the 30s and some 40s across the region. We may even see some 50 degree readings in central and southeastern South Dakota. But that will contrast greatly with the low temperatures on Sunday morning, which, as I mentioned before, will likely fall into the negative single digits in the northeast half of the region and probably positive single digits in a few lower teens in the rest of the area. We'll likely see the coldest afternoon occurring on Wednesday and again on Saturday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.